Now, something from my weekend show that I didn't or wasn't able to get resolved on the weekend, and this has to do with Strathfield Council. So we had a listener on the weekend, and I mean, you don't have to be too bright, do you, to remember the rain? Ah, yeah, rained a lot. A Friday night and a Saturday morning. And I think you don't have to be too clever to think that when it rains a lot, and it rained a lot, then your immediate plans might be, you know, somewhat adjusted. So I had a listener contact the show Saturday morning saying they were booked at 7:50 a.m. This is from Strathfield Council. $302, not parallel park and direction of travel. Now, the listener said to me, and it was backed up by other callers, that there had been in this vicinity at Homebush some flash flooding, which meant that my listener couldn't get back to his or her car. And so we tried to contact Strathfield Council on the weekend, and they made points about being available 24/7. Well, you might be available 24/7 if you've lost your dog, or maybe you've blown a water main or something. But to take our call, nothing. Now, I know we're not ratepayers, but we're trying to help one of your ratepayers. Be nice if we've been able to get this dealt with on the weekend, but we dealt with it this morning. And we've got a response. And you know what happened? I explained to you what happened. Have a listen to this response. No fines were issued on Friday evening and early morning due to the weather. My listener was booked at 7:50 a.m. Flash flooding, couldn't get to the car, so you leave it, blah, blah, blah. 10 to 8. Because, you know, when you're prevented from getting to your car with very heavy rain and flash flooding, what you do is you go and find somewhere dry, and then you sit there, you wait there until such time as the flooding recedes and you can get your car, because who wants to spend $300? Or you might think to yourself, here's a fair dinkum, decent council who, just given the circumstances and people, you know, they get caught up doing things and they might have other weather inflicted things to deal with. Maybe we just cut everyone a bit of a break here and say that, you know what, because of the rain and the flooding and the concern people had for their safety, because, you know, we say if it's flooded, forget it. Maybe we just wipe out Friday and Saturday's fines. You know, you could be like that, but we are talking about a Sydney council. I don't know if this Sydney council has tried to get, you know, are they into the climate change stuff? Are they rejecting Australia Day? Is it one of those councils? I really don't know. Anyway, far be it from me to reflect negatively on a council law. Rangers resumed normal activities on Saturday morning when the weather was sunny, dry and warm. Hello? Blue sky flood? There were no obstructions or flooding near any car that was fined on Saturday. So you say. Furthermore, the SES Strathfield did not report any flooding in Flemington, Homebush West, because unless it's reported by the SES, it didn't happen, right? Good luck proving that. All infringement issues can be referred to New South Wales Revenue for review. Well, I think that is, and I don't want to swear on Ray's show, but I think Strathfield Council, you can quote this, I think you're piss weak. Given the circumstances that people found themselves in, and you think, wow, for $300, let's skewer this bloke, or lady. I won't swear again, but you know what, you are weak, and I think that's appalling. Strathfield Council, jot them down. It's a very caring organisation looking after the people that live within their confines. All the flood warnings we had, all the flooded, forget it, all that kind of gear. Righto, you leave your car longer than it should be in an area, but circumstances were somewhat different. The SES didn't say it flooded, so I couldn't have. So I cop the $300, pal, and if you don't like it, go to the state government. Charming. Strathfield Council. We won't forget you, I can promise you.